Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral. Justification of the Wrongly Accused. One day a wealthy and a pious nobleman, by the name of Epiphanius, picked up a considerable amount of his money and went out to the market. It happened that he bought nothing on this occasion, and that upon his return home he hid all the money, not in the usual place, but in the bedchamber. Tempted by the evil spirit, the one always ready and waiting to entice people to sin, he completely forgot where he had hidden his money. Preparing to go to the market again, and not finding the money in its usual place, he spilt out his anger on a young servant. "You ungrateful servant, where did you hide the money? You are to be punished severely." Despite being threatened with terrible fate, the poor youth swore that he was innocent. He was incarcerated in a dungeon one day ahead of the feast of St. Nicholas. Knowing this, he prayed fervently with tears in his eyes. "O holy wonder-worker Nicholas, help me justify myself to my master, for he accuses me of a crime of which I am completely innocent. Lord God knows that I am not guilty." Being exhausted from crying and extensive praying, the unfortunate captive fell asleep. And here, in his dream, he saw Saint Nicholas coming into his dungeon, freeing him from heavy irons, and consoling him thus: "God-fearing young man, you will soon be free, and your indictment will be lifted." That same night, Saint Nicholas appeared in the master's dream. "You have hidden the money in a secret place yourself. You have wronged your servant. But since you have been incited to do so by the cunning enemy of all mankind, and it was not due to your own wanting, I am hereby making you aware of what had happened. Free the innocent youth immediately." Upon waking up and finding his money, Epiphanius felt great shame of his wrongdoing. He immediately asked his servant to be released, went to him, and begged him for forgiveness. He gave a portion of the found money to the young servant, some of it he gave to the needy, and the rest he donated to the church of Saint Nicholas as a token of his great respect for the wondrous intercessor of all wrongly accused. The captured enemy comes to his senses. A Kievan nobleman captured a Pelovan warrior in a battle. In those times, it was considered that a war prisoner was a legal possession of his captor. He would either become a servant to his captor or pay a ransom in return for his freedom. The noble Kievan made a proposition to his captive: "Pay your ransom, or find yourself a guarantor, and I will set you free. Nobody knows me around here, so there is really no one in the city of Kiev who would want to be my guarantor," answered the Pelovan. Then the Kievan took his prisoner to the church, and, showing him the icon of St. Nicholas, asked him, "Do you want me to let you go with this saint's guarantee?" Deep in his soul, the Pelovan heathen found it funny that Christians should be so trusting and naive, and he cunningly made a false promise. "I give you my word here, standing before this icon, that I will send you my ransom the moment I arrive back home." The noble Kievan gave his Pelovan captive new clothes, a horse, and some weapons, and then had him released. On his way back to his native land, the heathen captive delighted. "How stupid that Russian was," He let me go accepting a dead image as my guarantor. Let him then receive my ransom from that image. Not long after his return to his homeland, the Pallavan saw a vision of Saint Nicholas. Do you recognize me, the oldest bishop and servant of Christ? Am I not your guarantor? You should send your ransom immediately, or risk suffering bad consequences. The insincere heathen got frightened at first, but on reassuring himself that this was only a dream, he continued spending his days feasting and celebrating his freedom. Sometime later, the saint appeared to the heathen again. Be merciful to your own self, and pay your ransom right away. This time the Pallavan wised up to a certain extent and made a decision to comply with his own promise. However, he continued feasting day and night and soon forgot all about his intent. Another 3 weeks had gone by. Pallavans were organizing a great horse race in the land, and they gathered many noblemen and horsemen for the occasion. And halfway through one of the events, the deceitful heathen was to suffer the wrath of the great wonder worker. In the middle of the otherwise flat field, an invisible hand unhorsed him and bumped him heavily against the ground. He made several attempts to continue with the race, but he was unhorsed again and again, until he had to be carried off from the track fully unconscious. He looked almost dead. A few days later, he somehow regained consciousness and told members of his family how he had obtained his freedom. He also told them how St. Nicholas appeared to him several times, asking him to pay his ransom. You must be crazy, his family members scorned. Did you have to wait to be punished and to ignore two warnings before coming to your senses? Either pay your ransom or go away from here, for we don't want to share any misfortune that might fall upon your head again. But his punishment had already so affected the Pallavan that, even without his family's advice, and on feeling a little better, he immediately set upon fulfilling his obligation. He collected a flock of his best sheep and drove it to Kiev. On his arrival there, he first went to the church, and standing before the icon of Saint Nicholas, he said, I lied to you, O Great One, but not to my benefit. Now I beg you, do not be angry with me any more. Then the Pallavan went on to find his previous master and pay his ransom. On doing so, he told the Kievan of what had happened to him since he had obtained his freedom. The noble Kievan hurried to the church of St. Nicholas, offering his thanksgiving to the great wonder worker and telling everybody of the saint's mercy and righteousness. To be concluded next week, you have been listening to The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The publishing house of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania with her husband and two children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet radio connection. Mm-hmm.